This is known as code division multiple access, CDMA. This was developed long ago by the military during World War II, the idea was that this way of doing it would be secure in the presence of jamming. CDMA does not use frequency channels or time slots. Just like a GPS, it involves a narrowband message multiplied into a large bandwidth, a pseudorandom noise code, just like we have GPS. And these are attached to the carrier by changes in phase, which we've discussed. Then all receivers can receive the same frequency bands. And again, just as GPS with CDMA, the transmitted message is recovered by correlating that received signal with the pseudorandom noise code available at the receiver. Of course, the receiver generates a replica code, and then it matches that with the code that it gets from the satellite. But the important thing here is with CDMA, each code that comes in from a satellite, L1, L2, are broadcast on those unique frequencies. And they're consistent for L1 and consistent for L2, no matter which satellite is doing the broadcasting.